Part 1, truth. When you believe a truth, and it is a truth, then the truth is forever. When you believe a lie, and you believe it, you believe the lie and the liar, then as soon as the lie becomes exposed, then you realize, oh yes, now I see things clearly. A lie is like a cloud in the sky. You can't see the sunshine, you can't see the brightness until the cloud is removed. The definition of MSV has been looking the kind of Yosha Venaman, the definition of this prayer that said every single day in the synagogues by religious people, Emet is truth. When you've got the truth, when you see the truth, then your eyes open up very clearly. And once you see the truth, then there's no going back. When you are falling in love with somebody, when you're having a relationship with somebody, and then you found the truth out about them, you either love them even more, or you found out the truth and you realize that what they were telling you before was a lie. They were liars, and therefore the relationship ends. You realize it was wrong for you. And once you find the truth, that's the first stage of moving forwards. With Saturn and Neptune and Venus now at the moment in Aries, with the planets going to go into Aries 20th of March, the Sun goes into Aries, and then April and 9th of April, the Mars goes into Aries, is the definition of the start, the zodiac year in truth. But before we get to the truth, we have to assess, analyze in transit zone. I have to assess what's wrong. What's wrong with me? What's wrong? What's the cloud that's making me feel foggy? When you feel foggy, you feel uncomfortable. You feel I'm not seeing things clearly. On the 11th of March, Jupiter goes direct in Cancer. And now it's a definition of God's timetable of seeing the truth very clearly. Often you can only ever see the truth in hindsight. It's a bit sad. It's a bit of a problem because you want to do something, you want to move forwards, and then as you're moving forwards, you think, am I being deceived? Am I being lied to? I don't know. So you've got to keep moving forwards, you've got to keep learning, you've got to keep embracing, you've got to keep trying, you've got to keep feeling it until all of a sudden you get the moment of inspiration. That's what we call God's energy. Not some rabbi's energy, not some priest's energy, not somebody else's energy, not even my energy. It's simply God will inspire you to see the truth clearly, and then you can be decisive of a yes and a no. Often the truth comes via moon astrology, your feelings, the invisible vibe. Sometimes the truth comes via the full moon that will be on the 2nd and 3rd of April. So when you see the truth, you have the aha moment, and then you can decide, is this part of your life or not? Yes or no. Astrology is just another way of saying yes or no. Yes or no. But in order to find the yeses, we have to sometimes experience the no's. For those of you who have been dating certain star signs, oh, they get on your nerves, right? So you know that certain star signs, oh no, not that one, oh no. The moon astrology, the moon transit, you're having a relationship with the moon, we're having a relationship with the planet, and the moon gives you, some moon transits give you good feelings, and some moon transits, oh, get on your nerves. So the definition now, and now I'm talking in March, it's now the 10th, the 11th of March, it's now, get ready to assess, get ready to analyze. But if you're feeling uncomfortable, it's because there's a part of you that's connected to a lie. There's part of you that's believing a lie. Sometimes I say that atheists, especially people who are real committed atheists, they don't believe in anything. When they find the God that works, whether it be the God of the Jews, or whether it be the God of Christians, or whether it be God of this, when they find the God, the real God that works, then they are actually more committed to God energy, divine energy, than religious people, because religious people are blinded. Religious Jews, crazy ultra-Orthodox Jews, they're blinded by what the rabbi says. And the rabbi is only a human being, who will eventually die one day. So they're blinded. When you're blinded, there's a cloud blocking you from seeing the light. One of the things I learned from the Hasidim, from coming to Poland, was they always said, don't believe the rabbis. Don't believe the rebbes. Don't believe the man-made leaders. Believe, go direct to God. When you're praying to somebody to help you, you're praying to a man-made entity. You pray to the real God. And we call the real God Ein Sof. Ein Sof is infinity, the God that made our solar system and beyond, and beyond, and beyond, and beyond, and the star constellations, beyond, light years away, beyond, and beyond, beyond what you can actually see in real life. Beyond is the true God energy.